Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 195. Wow. Today is Saturday, December 7th, 2019. I'm your host, Leda, and joining me this week as my co-host, because I'm going to get it wrong with the arrow every single time, is Stir. There he is over there. Looking very fine and festive there, Stir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you got the right picture too. Thank you.
I did. I was saying I actually have three photos. You've given me three photos over the years. So I picked the stock standard one, which I knew you'd be happy with. So
Yes. And it is the Santa season coming up. So hey.
It is. It has already started. It's in game a little bit, but IRL is like, oh my lordy. Anyway, but you know what, guys? We have got a fabulous, fabulous person with us this week. We have got the fantastic Taco. Is here, Taco? Thank you for joining us.
I have to say that I did put in a full face picture, no taco in front of it, because Periton will be having his face revealing stream where his webcam will be up on the 20th. So it's like, it's an honor of you, Periton.
Wow. Nice. It's a fantastic photo. I love the photo. Looks really good. So thank you for sharing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that smile is contagious, isn't it?
It is. It's a great smile. I love that smile. So thank you for saying yes and coming and having a chat with us. We do really appreciate it. So let's talk about how you've been. What have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Because, you know, I think there's a few things you've been doing in-game stuffs. Tunes,
yeah.
Teams, lot, just a couple.
Lots and lots of work. Work's been crazy, but as far as the game goes, oh man, just I've been playing a lot of what I like to call my no rare tunes. Bloodthirsty challenge, except I just don't play rares. I stand in one spot and I shoot things. lots of teams. Although Stir, me, you, and Azzy have not played our team in months. Jang, we haven't played our team in months. I think I have two more teams in there. Five is practically a member of the family with how much time we spend on tunes. Execute is not playing teams right now because he hates me or something. I don't know. but mainly, lately, it's just been a lot of something that's not too taxing on my dying potato. Because it has killed me twice this week.
Well, that's not good. That's not good if the PC is killing off tunes. I mean, it's bad enough if it's internet or, you know, but when it's... that's no good. So what happened?
What happened?
Tell us.
Well, the first one, I had a challenge tune, which I was doing really good. I was somewhere, I think, like in the mid-20s. And I was just picking an herb, da-da-da, no problems, nothing. Yeah. Just got a sky golem, by the way. Love that thing. All of a sudden, I was dead. My computer was lagged so far behind, I didn't even see two things attacking me until I was already dead, and they were just running away from my little corpse after that. And I'm like, what?
Wow. It's like you were in the big city or something. Jeez.
Yeah, I had my no rare killing bloodthirsty tune, which I think was like 33. It was almost the same thing. I was running, there was nothing ahead of me, like nothing. And then all of a sudden my computer caught up and bam, there's mobs, I'm dead.
Well, have you rerolled? Another challenge contest?
Challenge, not right now, because my computer's assassinating tunes.
Yeah.
But I did roll another no rare killing tune.
Okay.
Because I figure that's going to be safer than anything.
And can you just explain that to, because there's obviously there's people out there that don't understand when we've got many different challenges, but within doing a challenge, some people like to make it a little bit more interesting for themselves. And one of the things that you do, especially because you play a lot of Bloodthirsty, is you like making your no rare tunes. So can you just quickly explain as to what you go doing on a Bloodthirsty for that, so people know?
Well, I do, like, I normally always do a Night Elf mage, because, well, number one, I love mages, arcane, woohoo. Yeah. And Night Elves are so overpowered. Shadow Meld is just, wow, easy mode.
Wonderful.
Yes. And what I do is I normally start the same way every time. I take it to Elwyn Forest, and I go to McClure Vineyards. Mm-hmm. I kill those boars because they don't leash until usually around 10. Yep. Then I'll branch out and get some murlocs in Elwyn until like level 12. Then I go to Three Corners in Deadridge.
Yes.
And kill there until I get about 18. And then I go to Wetlands and we'll just stay at the infinite spawn area where there's dragonkin and ogres. Or not ogres, orcs. Oh, until yes. I do something stupid and die. I do sometimes do regular Bloodthirsty tunes, but it's just putting a little extra restriction on it that's still within the rules of that challenge.
Yeah.
The king of that is Five Iron. He does some really crazy restrictions on different things.
Yeah. We all love Five, but yeah, damn, that man is crazy. Heart you, Five. Seriously. Well,
there's others in our audience that are crazy too.
Uh-huh. Quite a few.
Yeah, like our build corner over here, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to ask Sturt, is the Tim Hortons donut surviving until tomorrow?
No, it's halfway gone. I've got powdered sugar all over me too, by the way. It looks like I'm doing drugs.
You're not doing drugs, you just like the smell of cocaine.
No, I like powdered donuts.
Yeah, me too. But another thing that I do a lot of, and I will give him shit all the time, is I play a lot of teams with Five.
Yes.
A lot. And I think the way that we don't kill each other is he just does all of the navigating. Mm-hmm. Like once we get to 20, there's a two-person mount. I just hop on and he goes to the next one.
Yeah.
And then I do all the auction house stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, we usually do pretty good unless, you know, either of us does something stupid and kills the team. But that hasn't happened too much lately.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well. That's good. Well, since you've lost a couple of, you know, tunes this week, and mm-hmm. with your computer dying, which we're going to talk about more in just a few, what are you going to focus on right now and why? I mean, is it going to be trying to shame us more into teams, or, you know, what challenge? What are you going to do?
Well, I have shamed you into one because we have that team, but we just never placed her. Right now, I'm working on my no rare killing arcane mage, which mm-hmm. I think right now is 15 or 16. I just made it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I do have a working man that I haven't leveled, not a contest tune. Mm-hmm. I think I leveled it last week, and a bloodthirsty and an additional undead priest no rare killing tune. I make sure I level them each at least once a week, just to kind of keep them active on the boards.
Yeah.
But pretty much just a lot of the no rare killing one, because they are money makers. My level 33 that died, it was 27K in nice. Gold. And then I had an auction house full of stuff, which is the only reason I haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much just the no rare killing one now, because if I lose one of those, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
True.
Okay. All right, and then...
Yeah, and lots of D3 hardcore, like David Hunter yeah. says.
Now, hang on, I'm not big on the D3 stuff. Hardcore is kind of like an iron...
It is, except for it? When you die on hardcore, your tune is done. It's like you can't reboot and go back into it to clean anything out. Anything on your tune or in your tune's bags is just gone.
Gone.
Which I've killed off 4 of those this season so far.
Wow.
I die a lot in games like that.
Ouch.
But then when I succeed, I succeed big.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a bit of... Sometimes it's a little bit of, you know, yin and yang, really, isn't it? Like, throw your hands
finding
up.
My balance while the potato is still alive.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is another really good point, that obviously with the computers being a bit, you know, on the way out, and you've got some exciting news to tell us shortly, but you know, you can look at it this way. You're going to be going into 2020 in a whole different vein, won't you? Like, really?
Yeah, I'll have, you know, do better at that. Get, you know, have my stream up and running again. I can't stream right now.
Mm.
You know, just, ready to not suck so much in 2020. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 2020 is going to be a good year. Yes.
We all have 2020 vision, right?
We try.
I have my contacts in, so yes.
Nice. All right. So considering we are into December, we are the 7th or 8th of December, and we've only got really a few weeks left of this year, what goals are you working on to finish out 2019? Like, have you got anything in particular you'd really like to just be like, I want to hit this by the time, you know, 31st of December hits or something like that?
Well, yes, there is something I want to do, but I can't right now, once again, with the potato.
Yeah.
I've been running teams with Execute, and, you know, Execute and Five, both of them are big on the challenges, and I'll touch on this later about surrounding yourself with people that are smarter than you. Mm-hmm. I want to give a real good old college try to a real Ironman too. It's just never been my cup of tea, but I figure in order to give it a good try, I'm going to wait for the new computer.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I figure I'm going to try not to die, or if I do die, it's going to be in spectacular fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like sneezing and falling off a fuselage. You know, that was spectacular. That's just my main goal for now.
Go big or go home. Really. That's
exactly.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Completely understand that. But yes, do you want to refresh the sneezing one? Because that's awesome.
I think I was in my 50s, or it was around there.
Mm.
There's that quest where you, I think it's Fuselite, where you kick the goats off the edge or whatever.
Yes.
I was running to the next one. No big deal. Wasn't anywhere close to the edge. I had a sneezing fit. And when I have a sneezing fit, it's like 9 or 10 sneezes. I wasn't thinking, didn't take my hand off the board or off the keyboard. I look at the screen after I'm done sneezing, and I'm dead. I fell off the edge and died.
Oops.
Hopefully you're getting a new monitor, too, with all that.
Yes, I'm getting a 34-inch ultra-wide.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, okay. So, you know, you've done teams. You're probably the biggest advocate of teams, and you've done the No Rare BTs. So based on all your knowledge and you know, don't have a sneezing fit, what advice would you give our audience members that want to try a challenge too?
Well, first one is don't go into it thinking you're going to master it on the first try. It is possible. People have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to die. You learn something from it. You got to laugh at it. And make sure, especially if you're me, that you have stock in a company like Tim Hortons or Krispy Kreme or Don't Hurts or Hurts Donut. Because you're going to have to be paying the Guild Corner a lot of donuts. I think I've died this year. I don't have the list in front of me, but I think it was like 41 times on different challenges.
Keep that for now.
Not all of them even got registered. So. Yeah.
That's another episode too, by the way. The death list.
Yeah.
That is.
Yep. But I didn't keep too much track after I hit number 40.
Okay.
So at least 43 that I remember.
Wow.
But you also, you just got to have fun with it. Because if you're so serious about it that you're getting angry and breaking things or whatever when you die, you're not going to last very long. you're just going to get too worked up and quit.
Yeah.
You got to have fun with it. And you got to laugh when you do stupid shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still, I think you're giving, you know, Assy a run for his money. I mean, I think you got him beat on the number of
shots fired. So, I haven't even seen this year.
Yeah, yeah, that's a shout out to my buddy Assy.
Well, podcast, what not to do edition with Taco.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said earlier something about surround yourself with people smarter than you. And I noticed that me and Assy have not been hanging around with you anymore. So expand on that.
Well, if any of you have been on, listen to the past, obviously the smarter people are not me right now. Past podcasts with like, Execute, Five, you know, sure, pretty much anybody that have been around and have gotten tunes that are a lot higher or have finished a challenge, mm-hmm, take their tips. Yeah. It may not fit your play style. You know, that's fine. But if you're doing the exact same thing and you're not progressing, mm-hmm, maybe it's time to try something new. Listen to the people that are smarter than you about the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yeah, and that's probably one of the best things about watching other people streaming is I didn't realize there were other user interfaces. I've been running stock, you know, WoW interface since day one. And you'll sit there and you'll watch other people play and you're like, wait, what's that? And how does it tell them that? And you just learn so much, just that, and how they group their little action bars and things like that. You just learn a bunch.
Yep, I did that with, and I remember one of them, I think it was Periton, it's a quest mod, where you just have to click on one box and it just continuously goes instead of things opening, and ugh, love it. And then there was one where, I don't know who gave it to me, but it's when you level, it would always have the icon pop up where it says, you know, hey, you have a talent to assign. Mm-hmm. And it's an add-on that keeps that from popping up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Found that from watching somebody else's stream. Merge. Okay.
Five? Five or so?
Might have been. Maybe. I don't remember.
One of them? Yeah. It sounds familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Zortz, because, you know, he blows up if anything, you know, jumps out at him, so it's it might have been Zortz.
might have been.
Yeah. Well, okay. So now in guild chat, you and I've been talking during the last week, and you've been talking about how badly your PC is lagging and just on its deathbed. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because, you know, as gamers, all of us have faced that crossroads of, hey, my PC is so bad, I probably ought to upgrade it or buy a new one. So what are you doing?
Well, I'm just putting the specs of it in the chat right now. I just copied and pasted because I'm not typing all that over. For a while now, I've been wanting to get a new one. Mm-hmm. And I was dating a gentleman around my birthday time, which was in May. Thank God that's over. I won't feel bad if he's watching, but whatever. And he gave me a tower, just the tower, not the guts or anything. Mm-hmm. And I got a very nice, hi, Zoe. Yeah, she knows who I'm talking about. It's a really nice tower, and I got a very nice Christmas check from my parents. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I don't know anything about building my computer, but in the Discords I hang out in, I have a number of people who do that for a living. Mm-hmm. So we went and got an idea of things, and I went to this company in town that's what they do. They also did the networking for the 911 in most of the state of Missouri. God, I can't talk today. But we picked out things, and this kid is a gamer too. And so we just picked out stuff that's going to last for a while, mm-hmm, and where it'll easily be one part at a time upgradable if I need. Mm-hmm. My computer is about 6 years old, and it's running an NVIDIA 640 graphics card, so there really is no updating this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it stays a regular potato instead of mashed potato or baked potato before I get the new one. Mm-hmm. But it was an easy decision. I know I needed a new one, and for as much as I play and the streaming I want to do, I decided I'm going to spend the money. I'm spending about, with the fee for them to put it together, about $1,800. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not just I'm taking the cheap way out. It's no, I'm going good grade stuff for what I'm going to do with it. And oh, God, I can't wait to see WoW in something other than lowest possible settings.
So excited.
I've got to do it. You know, I'm looking at these specs, you know, the GeForce RTX 2070 and the 1,000-watt power supply, and I'm just going, oh, you know, with a
more power.
Yeah, to Tim Allen. Yeah, that's – and by the way, you're very smart to have, you know, a company that does that to assemble all the pieces, because now they've got it's the monkey's on their back to make all the drivers and firmwares and things like that work together, which is probably the hardest part. So that's very smart.
Since they put it together, I get a year of warranty on the parts and then 2 years of the putting the stuff together and drivers and all that jazz. So
nice.
And a couple of free games with it because of the parts I ordered on Black Friday sale. Ooh, so nice. I'm getting Borderlands 3 for free and Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Terraria, and like two or three other ones just because of specials that were going on. So
okay.
Oh, good.
That's exciting. How exciting for you. Can't wait. So that's happening soon. Soon is what we're
saying. Everything as of yesterday, everything was in but the memory. So, otherwise, I could have had it today. But...
yes.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. It's coming soon, which is super exciting for you. But those, you know, the stats, looking at the stats, that's, you're going to have some fun. That's all I'm going to say. What can I say? That looks awesome. So, congratulations.
It'll be fun to go to the slider bar and go, no, I want way up here in performance.
Yeah, up to 10.
When I got the last one new, you know, 6 years ago, I first logged into D3 and I was just on a Crusader and I remember throwing the shield because it was a shield build. Yeah. And I was so enamored with the fact that the grass actually moves. It's not just globs on the ground.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I'm going to have to spend a week just looking at the pretty pictures.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see mountains and shadows and rain. You're going to like it.
You'll be like, holy hell, what game am I playing? Which will be exciting. So, no, very excited for you. So that's awesome. All right. Well, you know what? How about you tell us how your week has been the past week? What did you manage to do?
First thing I made sure we do is me and Five get at least one level on each of our teams. Mm-hmm. We did make a third team this week, but it's not level 10 yet, so it's not on the boards. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can't just have two teams. I mean, come on, what fun is that? and then I killed off my no rare killing Bloodthirsty yesterday and my contest tune yesterday and made the new no rare tune. I mean, that's about it. I'm lovingly patting my computer right now. You know, come on, Biva, just hold up for another couple days.
Feed it to a fell reaver when you're done with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's getting blown up.
Nice.
The nephew's going to blow it up.
Same thing. Fell reaver, nephew.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Nice. Oh, that's
yeah, he good. Is kind of built like a fell reaver.
Well, I'm so sorry that you lost your no rare and your contest tune. It's a bit sucky when that happens, but yay for exciting things to come. And obviously with the new computer, which is nearly here, you're just going to be sitting there just being like, oh my Lord, look at this stuff. It's going
to
be very
exciting. Yeah, I'll just have to make sure the first few things I do are playing teams with Five. Mm-hmm. So then he can just navigate and I can just look at the world around me and be like, ooh, pretty. Yeah.
Pretty. Pretty. Exactly. All right. Well, very exciting. We can't wait to see the streams once you get back into streaming with the new computer. So thank you. Thank you for that. Let's see Stir. I noticed, you know, you've got a few show notes. There's a little bit. Looks like you've been busy. What you been doing?
Well, Contest. So I've jumped into this contest. Normally I don't, you know, when it's a major wizard or some other strange race, class,
something
whatever.
Different.
But,
something different.
But for some reason, Night Elf Rogue is legal in this contest. So
yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
Been working on it. I just dinged 57 nice. On the contest rogue. So that puts me at like number 5-ish, I think, on mm-hmm. the on the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. Now, 57, think about it. This would normally be pretty amazing. But then you look at the leaderboard and you go, whoa, there are some outstanding players ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're sick people. I mean, they must be playing 24 hours a day. I just don't get it. Either I suck, you know, so, in this space or
no,
they are just playing 24 hours.
Some people are just, you know. It's all about focus, though. Maybe that's what it is. Just you
yeah,
know.
Maybe yeah. I do. Yeah. I do. You know, I occasionally leave the room and say hi to the wife. occasionally stop for a meal or a bio break. So I don't know what these other people are doing. I envision
that might be the problem.
Yes, I envision some of these like that one South Park episode where the dude is sitting eating Cheetos and playing, you know, all the time. Yeah. So, but then the 43 Druid Iron mm-hmm. Is not getting any love right now because I'll log in and do the 15th anniversary quiz because mm-hmm. that's good for three bubbles at mm-hmm. level 43.
Absolutely.
But that's about it. So, yeah. you know, okay. one more week and then we can get back to the Druid. So
it is, you know, it is about contests is focus. Focus on that and, you know, yes. everything else so, kind of goes to by side. So, yeah.
Yeah. So another week or a premature death, either way.
You know, at this stage, we've still got a week. Anything's possible. Absolutely. So good. Well, congratulations on 57. That's still, you know, that's still amazing. So good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Especially for a rogue. You know, look how many druids there are in this one. It's a lot of druids, so
that's a lot. Yeah, we'll talk about stats in a minute. Let me give you a brief of my week, because again, you know, contest comes around and I'm like, I'm all in and nothing else pretty much gets done. I didn't play any bloods this week, any, which, you know, for me is like sacrilege. I did not touch one single bloodthirsty. So I did touch the passies, which was good because I'm addicted to the dailies. I have this habit of, and that's Fair. I blame Fair completely. Love you, Fair. There we go. But yeah, she's instilled this thing of dailies on the passies. So I am following through on that. So my Tauren Druid hit 54 yesterday. And my Night Elf Rogue hit 101.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we're getting
very nice.
Highest level tune ever is a pacifist. Yep.
Yep.
Funny.
Well,
funny.
If it makes you feel any better, if you're just a regular Night Elf Rogue Iron, you're pretty much playing like a pacifist. I mean, okay, you're not mining and herbing, but that's how you're playing because you can't kill anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even mining and herbing at the moment. It's just dailies. I mean, yay for trivia, and obviously that certainly helps, but cooking and fishing dailies are so good. And it's just, you know, it's just trying to just, it's a, be like the turtle. You know, don't be like the hare, just be like the turtle and just take time. And, you know, it's a journey. Take time with it. So I'm trying to play the complete opposite on the pacifist than anything I've ever done, which is good. So Fair, thank you. Thank you for all your advice. I know Chris and I truly appreciate it, so thank you for that. As for the contest, so of course I rolled the contest tune, and I was having so much fun. I rolled a gnome warlock, and was going really, really well until I died yesterday afternoon at level 31.
Oh.
So stone wins. Because Stone and I always have a friendly little competition about who's going to, you know, survive or who's going to die first. And we're at 7 wins for Stone, 6 for me. So we were even, and I tell you, the death hurt because it meant that Stone won. That's what it means. But the death is completely hilarious. So let me tell you about the death, because yeah, and certain people already in the chat room have already guessed as to how I died. So yesterday afternoon, I completely blame. Lack of sleep has been a very real factor for the past little while. And I was very tired. I was over, I just hit wetlands, and I thought, I was doing the water elementals. I was doing the chunks of, you know, those sea monster things and get the dirt. And I had 3 more water elementals to kill. 3 more. I still had 2 minutes left on my, you know, unending breath, because I'm a warlock. And I was tired. I was really tired. And I was like, I've only got 3 more. 2 minutes. Let's do this. 20 minutes later, I wake up because I've passed out completely. At some stage, all I remember in my thought was, I've got 3 more to kill, and I must have just gone zonk. And I wake up and I'm floating.
Oh, no. That explains the Guild coroner with the comment of, there's a wet body in the guild morgue.
Yep. So I was just like, you've got to be kidding. So lesson, I broke my own rule. Rule number 1, do not play when you're tired. Now I have to make a second rule, which is, when I think that, you know what, I'll just do those 3 extra things. No. I hearth and I log right there and then. You leave it. You just leave it. Get back to the inn. Log out. So that now becomes rule number 2. So, yeah. Yep.
Sorry about that.
Oops. So
yeah, Chris said in the chat, you drowned on a warlock. You know, that is bad, but I think drowning on a druid would be the worst.
It would be pretty funny. Yeah. It's anyway, you know, like, you learn from these things. I learned the biggest thing is, again, don't break my rule number 2. And don't break rule number 1, and now rule number 2 comes into force, and I need to stick with that. So Stone wins. However, I did take a little time, because I was like, flip table, not over the death, because the death is hilarious. It's over the fact that Stone won. I took some time. I had to walk away for a little bit, and I was like, no, I'm not rolling another turn. I'm rolling another turn. So I made another gnome warlock, and she hit level 12. So we're slowly but surely making our way back. But, So it's been an interesting week. Other than that, that's all I've done. I mean, I only killed 1 toon this week, so I think, you know, but yeah, it's not too bad. Anyway, but did lots of trivia. Love trivia. Okay, all right, let's get on to, hang on, where's my bumper? Where did I put my bumper? Because I never seem to find it. Here it is, right here, I think.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. I love that bumper. All right, so let's have a look at the contest. So we're just going to have a look at some stats and stuff for how the contest goes. So Winter's Veil Helpers is the contest, which started last week. So we've been going for a whole week. We've got 1 more week to go. It will finish at 7 p.m. Eastern next Saturday on the 14th of December. This is a working man challenge. If anyone is not sure about that, pop over to the website, wowchallenges.com, and have a look. So, looking at the stats, because I don't know about you two, but I do like to see the stats and see, you know, how it's going and where it's up to. So, at the moment, we've had 65 toons registered. And our percentage alive is we've got 34 alive, which is a 52.3%. So 31 have died. Class-wise, Druids is way out front with 22 Druids have been rolled. 10 Monks have been rolled and 9 Warlocks. So they're the top three. And you can see all the stats over on the website as well. And race, interesting. 34 Night Elves have been rolled, 19 Gnomes, 7 Blood Elves, and 5 Goblins. So it's been a very, very interesting looking mix there. So, again, everyone, thank you for, you know, everyone who's giving this a go. But let's have a look at our top 10 quickly. So, at number 10, we have got Morning Mist at 33. Number 9 is Working Shift at 36. Number 8 is Lucy Lynn Work at 42. Number 7 so far is Night... 90 Bum Bum, that's Keithy, at 45. Number 6 is Jobless at 53. Number 5 is Cupcakes at 56. Love that name. Awesome name. Number 4, this name seems familiar. Contester at 57. Sounds familiar.
Yay.
Number 3 is Fairy Worky at level 60, which I think from memory is Winema, I think. Number 2 is, if I am correct, the translation is Chamomile at level 73. And leading the charge, we have got Blue Collar at 84. Wow. So, yes, that is amazing. Execute.
Yeah,
that's execute's tune. So, well done. But, again, interesting scene. We've still got a week to go, guys. So, hence why I re-rolled. So, let's try not to fall asleep again.
And amazing, you know, amazing execute. You're doing good and you're driving the rest of us crazy. So just knock it off. love you, man, but take a break. I mean, geez, give us a chance. Oh, sorry, rant over.
nice.
But and for those of you who are going, well, there's only a week left and, you know, I don't stand a chance. If you remember past contests, anything can happen. People mm-hmm. slip up, they die, they put pressure on themselves, disconnects. I mean, you can get into it. So anything can happen.
And plus the other thing is obviously first place gets them out. But if you come between second and 10th, there will be a random roll for 2 pets. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily come second or third to get the pet. You'll go into the draw to win the roll for 2 pets if you're in that top 10. So, you know, so there's something to strive for is reaching top 10. And I notice everyone's, you know, well done. Again, well done to everyone. Thank you for the support, guys. And best of luck with your contest tunes this week. The other, just a couple of quick little things before we start on the state of the challenges to see how everyone's week has gone. Wanted to make mention there is the most cutest little pet that Blizzard have bought out. So it's called Dottie, And if you're obviously, if you're just supporting the charities, it's Make-A-Wish, and we are the two charities Blizzard is supporting. So check out, you know, check out, obviously, BattleNet has got the information there. You can buy it off the shop and all of those kinds of things. It's the most cutest little thing ever. I love it. And also the other thing was Spreadshirt website has got a 15% off everything from the 9th to the 11th. If you're after any WoW Challenges merchandise, pop over there and use a, I think it's just a blanket 15% off. So yeah, get yourself something snazzy for Christmas, because Christmas is not far away, which is exciting. All right, so state of the challenges. Let's do this. Taco, do you want to hit us with the irons first off, please?
Sure. At number 10, we've got Examagicute at level 53. At number 9, we've got Exacraycray at 53. I once threw my niece out into the snow for saying cray cray. Number 8, Ironcraft at level 57. Number 7, Farakiri. Sorry if I'm not saying that right. At 63. At number 6, Xyali at 65. Number 5, Common Mage at 66. Number 4, 5 Melon at 67. Number 3 is Cell Warrior at 71. Number 2 is Soul Fu at 82. And number 1 is Camacho Jr. at 120. When did that happen?
Oh,
this week,
nice.
A couple of days ago. Yes, congrats.
Very nice.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And we've wanted to do a full write-up on our new 120, but having a difficult time reaching them. So if you're listening to the podcast, reach out to any of us, like myself or Nisi or Lita, and we will give you a more thorough write-up.
Yeah, yeah, which would be fantastic, because we would love to know how the journey's been, etc. There is a very basic write-up. And again, thank you, Nisi, for doing that, but as up on the website. So 120 took approximately 738 days. 738 days, guys. Yeah. So that's, you know, this tuna's been around for a little while. But again, you know, let us know, get in contact if you're listening or watching. We would love to get a bit more information from you to see how the journey has been. So thank you for that. Thank you, Taco, for that. Stir, let's do the bloods, please.
Oh, sure. At number 10, level 26, 5 Broke It. At number 9, Blood Cell at 29. And as we heard earlier, Taco's Rareless died at level 33. And Taco's Twin, I'm trying to read it backwards.
Twinkle.
Okay, thanks. Is at 47.
Nice.
And alive. Hey. Nisi at level 50. Delana at 52. Coming in at number 4 is 5 Chesty at level 54. 5 On It, level 75. At number 2, Soul Fist. Hey, that's another Nisi, isn't it? Mm-hmm. At level 80. And at number 1 for the Bloods this week, at level 83, is Zaya Barra.
Nice. Well done. You know, one of the things I love, Taco, about your names, and I know it sucks because every time you do Taco proper spelling somewhere in there, it gets flagged, doesn't it?
Yep. Supposedly, my next naming violation will be a week ban. And
really?
Then after that, it's permanent. Yep.
Wow.
I've had so many naming violations.
Wow. Just because Taco's in there. Yet I've seen way, way, way worse. But I love the fact that you do the whole backwards thing. I think that is super smart. And every time I look at a tuna, I'm like, hang on, I know it's taco. And then to focus and to get my brain about reading it backwards to see what it is. So I love the fact that you do that. It's really, really cute. So, yeah, a week, Ben? Wow, damn.
Yeah, I was up to 48 hours.
Oh, that was
fun.
That's harsh. That's really, really harsh. Okay. All right. So pacifist. How about you hit us with the pacifist this week, please, Taco?
All right. At number 10, we have Peace Out at level 55. Mm-hmm. At number 9, this makes me cringe a little bit, Passing Stone with level 56. Number 8, Elise Serene. Sorry if I'm not saying that right. At 69. We've got Tiber at 74, and thank God for this being translated. Lisa Koska, or Liso Koska, at 79. Number 5, we have Gentle Soul at 95. Number 4, we have Pacifist. Gee, I wonder what they play. At 97.
Chris. And go, Chris.
Number 3, we have Pasilita at 101. Woohoo!
Thank you.
And number 2, we have, Silent Herber at 107. And at number 1, we have Passive 12 at 109.
Nice. Well done. Look at those passy numbers. Oh, my goodness.
And no deaths.
And no deaths. I know. All righty. Tins, how about you hit us with the booster?
So at number 7, we have Maggie, Brittle Mage, at 11. But, dude, red flag for primary professions are not allowed. But, you know, Brittle's in our guild, and it's fun when he's on because he pops in and out on a gazillion different tunes, and he's always playing around with stuff. Yes. And if you have a question, just ask Brittle. He knows it. He's just a smart guy at this game. So
another good one to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm hoping he's saying the same thing. You know, like, well, that's why I hang around with Stir, because, you know. Anyway, at number 6, at level 39, Craestus, Kasite at 47. At number 4, Arundel at level 80. Now we're getting up there. Mm-hmm. Hunter Punk at 82.
Love that name.
I do too. Fariskay at 102, and another Feratelli at 107. Mm-hmm. Top of the 10 list. Good nice. Job, Fer.
Well done. All righty. Greens, Taco, who have we got, please?
All right. At number 10, we have Gentra Yitlik. I'm not sure how that's supposed to be said. Whatever. Mm-hmm. 41. We got Avarice coming in at number 9 with the 43. Number 8, Jade Lita, 46.
Yay, trivia.
And number 7, yeah, I should probably do that. Number 7, Fair Alyssa, 64. At number 6, we have Seffy Green at 72. Number 5, Alira at 74. God, these people have all outleveled the highest I've done. Number 4, Green Adelic at 76. Number 3, Celadon at 82. Sky Green comes in at number 2 with the level 90. And Zaya Giva is number 1 at 111.
Nice. Well done. Okay. Hit us with the actual working man list for just the challenge itself, please, sir.
Oh, sure. So Lucy Lynn Work is at 42. Nighty Bum Bum is at 45. Now, that's a cute name. Mm-hmm. And you don't get flagged for, you get flagged for Taco, but not Nighty Bum Bum.
Nope.
Jobless is at 53. At number 7, Effortless at 56, Cupcakes at 56, and a shout out to Cupcakes, by the way. They and myself have been trading back and forth, jockeying for the 4th and 5th position on the contest. And so someone asked me earlier, what's your goal? And I said, to get ahead of cupcakes. So my self contest stir is at 57. Mm-hmm. Fairy Worky is at 60. Mm-hmm. Camille Mile is at 71. And yes, thank you for the translation. Mm-hmm. Blue Collar is at 83. Mm-hmm. And First Stella is at 107.
Nice. And apparently Execute just hit 85. So yeah, well, congratulations.
Done, as much crap as we're giving you, well done. Well, it's done. Like, yeah, okay, yeah. Hey, there's a great view on the, let's meet at this cliff and, you know.
No, he's doing awesome. So well done. But again, yes. Well done to all of the solo challenges this week. Let's have a look at our teams. No Iron teams this week. None. You know why? Because everyone's busy doing other things. That's pretty much it. However, we did have a blood team. Taco, do you want to read it for me? I love this name.
Sure.
I love
it. Deadly Corgi Assassination Squad.
Love it. Such a great name. All right, you guys hit 33 this week. Well done. That is so good. All right, and the green teams, we've even got a green team this week, which is the Trash Heap Has Spoken. Nay?
What you need to do is go to YouTube,
yeah,
and look up Fraggle Rock. It's the Trash Heap Has Spoken. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. I was, because I kept looking at it going, yeah, now that makes sense. Okay, gotcha. All right, 29. Wow. 29 this week. Well done.
And hopefully next week we'll be on there with our third team.
Yay. That will be exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
Hey, you know, since we just read out all these names, and some of them we got right, and some of them we really... boogered up. If any of you out there listening would like a New Year's resolution, which is coming up next month, it's to name your tune in a pronounceable way. Just saying.
What fun is that? That's all I can say.
I know,
what fun is that? It's always nice to hear. But, you know, obviously apologies, because sometimes we really do butcher the names and it can be a little difficult working out how the pronunciation is. So we do apologize. But, you know, look, send us an email. Let us know. If I've had people send me emails and spelt things out for me and said, you know, you pronounce it like this, which is fantastic.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. It does happen every now and again. So, but look, well done, guys. Everyone, across the board, we've had a really good week. Not a lot of deaths per se, looking at the state of the challenges. But obviously, we have lost quite a few challenges through the contest and various other means. So, commiserations to everybody that we've lost there. Taco, quick question. Team names.
Yes.
Team names. Now, let me ask you this. How do you come up with the team name? What's your thinking, you know, what are you thinking when you go to make a team name? Does it pop into your head, or are you trying to mull something over between, you know, your classes that you've taken, or what is it? Just curious.
It's usually a mixture of us being slap happy and we'll be running around going to the next rare we're killing or whatever and just throwing stuff out. Mm-hmm. Usually we'll find something that we both laugh hysterically at, mm-hmm, to the point where we're almost choking. And then we have to dial it back because it's usually highly inappropriate for a tune name or team, mm-hmm, name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe Five came up with both of those. Nice. I don't remember what the Assassination Squad was from. It's from a movie or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is part of it, is stuff that we can make it either hard or funny for you to say, actually.
Mm. Kill Bill. Thank you. Yeah. And
okay.
Wasn't the Corgi was... Because didn't I see you guys, you turned into the Corgi? And
we
were...
always use the Corgi goggles. Yeah, well, I do it. At least.
Corgi goggles.
But... Mm. I'll use it, and Stir will be on the two-person mount, the, I don't remember, Sandstone Drake or something. Mm. And it looks like my giant toon is just sitting on the back of this tiny little corgi.
Nice.
And it is just so fun.
Hilarious.
It's cute.
Very Which, cute. With the WoW anniversary going on now, there is no cooldown on the corgi goggle.
Oh.
Just FYI.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, that's interesting to know. Yeah, Five says, stuff we can make you say. Appreciate that, guys. Appreciate that. Nice. All right. Okay. Let's go into, whereas, hang on, I've got to find the bumper, because technically I've got two bumpers. Let's do this bumper.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
There we go. All right. So I'm going to say I haven't really looked at it, Taco, but let me do the little bumper and then possibly apologies as to what it is. I haven't read it, but
no apologies.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this.
Let's go into, because again, I love the fact that he made a bumper for me. This is fantastic. Here we go. Might help if I play it.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Ah, Ezzy, thank you. I love that bumper so much. It is just awesome. All right, Taco, hit us with what Ezzy's pun is this week, please.
Okay. Whew. Gotta, compose myself for a second. What is the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants? One is a crusty bus station, and the other is a busty crustacean.
Cute.
Oh, Ezzy. Yeah, it is kind of cute. He must be sleeping. Maybe he's been pushed too much this week, Stir. Have you been pushing him too much with the contest?
He's no tried reaction. A couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. He's probably sleeping. Thank you, Ezzy. Always appreciate to see what jokes and puns we're gonna get. That was pretty cute, I must admit. So thank you very much for that. Okay. Now, Stir, I did thank you. You did see my note. Thank you for that. The challenger tip of the week. And you know what, Taco? I'm gonna throw it open to another one from you in a minute. We'll find out from Stir. Cause again, you guys have got a lot of experience, okay, playing challenge tunes. And I think sometimes, like we said earlier, to pick, it may not be your cup of tea or your cup of coffee or the way that you play, but sometimes you can take something that what someone else has said for a tip or a trick and make it into something your own. So, we've got lots of information out there. So I want to pull all the information and be like, here, have little sprinkles of joy, of tips and tricks. So, Stir, hit me with your challenger tip of the week, please.
Sure. So we've all heard a lot of the classic and regular tips of the week from past guests on the show, and they've all been good. So one that hit me this last week as I started the contest, and that is, adjust your play style for each of your tunes, class, and race that you're playing. And, so almost all of us are playing multiple tunes. We bounce around from one tune to another. And I was, before the contest, I was playing a druid. I love druid. And I'm playing a resto druid, and I will root, because Fur taught me, if you can't root it, don't shoot it, so yeah. I will root my target, and I'll just start flinging those starburst or whatever the hell they are at, or solar flare or something, I don't know, and as soon as they're starting to come out of that, you can just reroot them again and do it until they're dead. It's wonderful. It's like, now switch over to rogue melee. And both of my tunes are at the same level, roughly. Yeah. So you go, well, I just killed that dude the other day on the druid. I'll just go do the same thing on the rogue. No, the rogue is running like a young child trying to get away and living, because the druid can kill stuff that the rogue cannot. Mm-hmm. Vice versa, the rogue can go gank treasures and and sneak around a lot better than the druid. So you just got to learn to adjust your play style if you're going to bounce around from one kind of tune to another. So that's my tip of the week.
Exactly.
In fact, I don't know how you do it, Lita. Even from like a action bar, I mean, you jump from one tune to another and you're like, well, you know, key number three on my keyboard is kick or interrupt. Yeah. And you're like, hey, Druid, where's my kick? There's no frickin' kick on the Druid. It's like, oops. Yep. Yeah. No interrupt.
Well, you know, you would notice that majority of my challenge tunes are Warlock, Hunter. I have buttons are all the same right across every single tune. So if I'm on a Hunter and I hit a mouse button, it's going to be exactly the same regardless of what tune. And the same is with the Warlock. If it's a shoot, you know, like a spell or a shooting spot for whether it's keyboard, whether it's, you know, which whatever it is, it will be the same sort of thing. It'll be a damage thing. So I have them, you know, OCD is a wonderful thing at times because it means you just go, I can't, it's not right. You just go, bars, they're not right. They've got to be right. And yeah, now I can just easily go in and just be like, copy from that tune and it's a Warlock and it's everything's the same. It's fantastic. I'm very boring, really. I'm very boring.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What about you, Taco? Do you have any tip of the week?
Well, I have a couple of financial tips of the week in game.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
especially for people who die a lot, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Starting gear. Don't get rid of it. Sometimes hold on to it. But especially things like, for lack of a better term, slut mog items.
Mm-hmm.
Like mage starting items for trolls. You're going to get anywhere from 100 to 1500 gold for that.
Okay.
People are lazy and don't want to roll new tunes. Mm-hmm. And sure. It's an RP server. This is on Wormrest Accords. Usually on RP servers this happens.
Mm-hmm.
And whites, things like that. Sell them on the auction house.
Mm-hmm.
And also have a bank tune. Because then if you don't want to take the time on an active challenge tune, send everything to a bank tune. I rarely ever have to pay a subscription fee because I make gold just from selling stuff from contest and challenge tunes.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That's for playing. I don't know if you guys want some of my tips. I die all the time.
Throw some at us. Because again, you know, what might work for you might work for someone else, it might not. It's just, you know, it's interesting to see how people play and the things that they do and it can only but help maybe someone out there. So give us a couple more. What else?
Let's see. The whole, you know, you have to have fun with it. If you get to the point where you're getting mad because of something, take a few minutes and log off.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to do something stupid and probably kill yourself.
Yep.
There was another one. I don't remember what it was now. I had it ready in my head and I didn't write it down.
Do that all the time.
Don't die. Yeah. That's an easy one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have a favorite class, like I do, a Night Elf, Arcane Mage, re-roll it all the time if you want.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, you know, you're learning something new with every death.
Yep.
Oh, if you do teams, get a navigator. So then if you're one who likes to alt tab out or play games on your phone while you're running to the next one, you don't have to worry about running the right.
That's always helpful. Definitely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah. Multitasking, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And okay, another question before we wrap this up shortly. But and I want to know from both of you, because obviously I'm an alcoholic, and to a degree, you know, Taco is, and so, you know, I think most of us that play the challenges are alcoholics in one form, from maybe slight to all in. Yep, let's just max out the whole account with challenge stones, that kind of thing. So for you guys, with playing, you get used to playing different challenges. Okay, so Stir, Iron Man. Let's start with that. You are renowned for playing Iron Man. Here you are overdoing the contest, playing a working man, which has got a slight difference to it. How have you found playing working man to what you're normally used to with an Iron Man?
You notice real quick. Okay, so for those who don't know, working man, of course, is an Iron Man, but you can do the professions. Mm-hmm. You still have to wear white gear or less. So you discover real quick, working mans are no more stronger than a regular iron. In fact, you're just as fragile and can die just mm-hmm. as easily. So yeah. You're not some superhero. No. But oh my goodness, the extra XP that you get from dailies, like from your professions, and the money. Oh, I have made 5,000 gold just selling herbs and ore on the auction house. And so money is no issue right off the bat for working man. So,
nice.
But following the same path, you come attuned to shiny things. Like you're just running along your normal leveling path that you follow, like, Goldshire and elsewhere. And on your mini map, it shows a whole bunch of dots. And those dots mean you need to stop and go over and grab those items and and then go on. And so there's a lot of start, stop, with working man from that perspective. But otherwise, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Taco, what about for you? Obviously, you've been playing working man before, but how do you find, especially because with Bloods is no questing, jumping over to your working man, jumping over to the teams. Like, how do you maybe recenter yourself when you're changing tunes and changing challenges? Does that question make sense? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because especially with me and Stirs, well, the two teams right now, one being Blood, one being Green. Mm. I'll log on the Bloods and I'll have to say, okay, no greens, a couple times out loud. But I always make sure the first thing I do when I log on is I hit C to open my character panel to look at my tune. Mm-hmm. See, okay, it has no greens on it, so I got to stay away from greens.
Yeah.
Then I check the quest log. If there's no quests, I'll be like, okay, it's not, labeled or anything, but I know this is then a bloodthirsty tune. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of mine, like, rareless taco and sans rare taco mm-hmm. means, there are no rares, and I'm a genius who always does no rare bloodthirsty. So then I know what it is by the name.
Mm-hmm. Naming convention is a really handy thing, isn't it? Really? Like if it's somewhere there, it can be that, that moment of logging in and thinking, oh, I need to go quest, and making a mistake where you're like, oh, damn it, I'm on a bloodthirsty, I can't quest. So that is a good way. And anything else that you guys, want to throw out to the chat room with the differences of a play style for the different challenges, or just on, on the favorite classes, races that you enjoy playing in any of the challenges?
If you're new to the challenge, start out easy. Well, that's subjective. Not everybody thinks this way, but think of a racial. What's your biggest problem? My biggest problem, I attack too many things. So I know I need to be able to drop that aggro. So I go Shadow Meld, Night Elf. That's easiest for me. Mm-hmm. May not work for everybody, but it works for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and The other thing I would say is this week, Daenerys, one of the regulars in our guild, brought her father online, level one. Introduced us to him to the chat in the guild, and it was so fun hearing all the wonders of, you know, take a brand new player who's never seen the game, and they're just like, whoa. So, you know, introduce somebody to the game, and it'll make you look at the game differently too. And because you'll be pointing out things, you'll be going, oh yeah, yeah. Yes, it's raining, but if you step in the building, you notice it's not raining in the building. And just little things that remember the wonder the first time you saw WoW. And so bring in a new player and enjoy it, because you'll see it through their eyes as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, again, a great advice. And you can take or leave what Taco and Sir and myself have had to say, and find your own journey with your challenges as you go. But again, you know, these are people that have been playing for a while, and love the challenges and have a lot of fun. So thank you guys for both, you know, giving people information with your tips and tricks and advice on that. Greatly appreciated. So thank you both for that.
I do have one more big tip.
Sure. What have you got?
If it's your first tune, get in the Worm Rest Accord Guild. Get on the Discord. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. Even if you think it's stupid, ask it. Mm-hmm. Because it's better to have too much information than not enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So true. And we have so many cool members that are just, they'll stumble over themselves to help people and answer questions and give them advice. And it's a great community. So yeah, take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, there's always the Guild Coroner if needed. You know, so
we've got a guild medical examiner too. So if we don't know what the cause of death is, we'll figure it out.
Yep, exactly. You know, the guild perks go beyond just the game, guys. It really does. So have some fun with that, most definitely. All right. How about we wrap it up? Anything else before we start to wrap up? You guys want to throw anything out there? Last chance All good?
Talk I'm good.
Good? Okay. All right. Let's do this. So, Stir, I'm going to put it over to you, please. Can you do the Iron Elite for me, please?
Yeah. It's like, before the show, I should have colored that green, you know, but okay.
I'll read it. I don't have a problem.
No, I don't mind. And this is where we like to say thank you. So from all of us who help this community of people who keep the challenge going, and there's a bunch of us, we really all say thank you to those who support us. Keeping the servers running and keeping the community chats and the forums and everything else. We just say thank you, thank you. So, without further ado, Two Shanks, Aleandris, Assy, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fur, Fiesta Taco, or just Taco. Her friends call her Taco. Five Iron, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gatston, Grand Nagus, Chris. Thank you, Chris. You help so much. Chrysler, Leela, Lyson, Mr. Bright, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Mickey, Never Died, but he has died, but Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rudd, Stone, Swing Cat, Talani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Toasty, Tully, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Tyla, the Infirmary Keeper, sorry, Omenia, Anna Mithil, Winnima, Zaya, Zorts. Thank you, everyone.
Nice. That was awesome. Thank you, Stuart, for that.
I boogered up a bunch of those, but oh well.
It's great. You know, it really is great. But again, thank you to all our Iron Elites. You guys rock, because without you, it certainly with the server and the website, it's greatly appreciated. So heart you all. There we go. Thank you. Now, obviously from Stirstone and myself, we would like to say a big thank you to all our wonderful mods for the wonderful and amazing stuff that they do. So these people, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you guys for the things on the Discords, in the chat room, on the website. You guys know what you do, and we do greatly appreciate it. Also, huge thank you to Alminia. He is our coding guru and our website god. Or is that the other way around? Anyway, all of those things. Alminia, thank you for all the things that you do. We do greatly appreciate that. Chat room, listeners, all of you, thank you for hanging out with us and hearing all of the fun things today with Taco and Stir and myself. So thanks, guys, for that. Now, next week, guess what? And guess what? This is the second last show of the year. Isn't that a bit crazy? Oh. Which means next week is the last show of the year. Because you know what? I'm having a couple of weeks off over Christmas and New Year, so there will be no shows. But next week, Saturday, December the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern, will be the Death List show. Okay.
Bring out your dead.
Uh-huh. So we have
got better.
Nice. So I will be joined next week by not only Zortz, who started all of this, 3 years ago or whenever it was, Stone, yep, Stir, and Chris. So, you know, it's going to be a big show next week. So they will be joining us. And you know what? I will just say this. If you would like to get your death list into us, send us an email. However, I am hoping to get some people in my ear to have a quick chat about their death list. So get it prepared. But if you want to tweet us, send it in. We will put it in the show notes and have a read to let everyone know how you've went. But so that's for next week.
And we love fun death stories too.
We do.
So we embellish it, and you know, the guild coroner might even throw in a word or two, and, mm-hmm, you know, et cetera.
All of the things, absolutely. But you know what? For today, at the moment, we have got the wonderful Taco who has joined us. So again, thank you so much for today. Thank you for coming and spending a bit of time with us. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you, where they can get in contact with you, please?
Yes, on Discord, I'm Taco, number sign, that shows you my age, 2954. My email is cubs4341@gmail.com. Instagram and Twitter are cubs4341. I'm a Chicago Cubs, so that's where that comes from. And then my Twitch is FiestaTaco1983. I will not be streaming at all for about the next week until I get the new computer up and running.
Nice.
But I don't podcast, I don't have a website, and I don't do YouTube. Mm-hmm. So.
No problem. We will have that information up on the website anyway. So if people do want to, you know, come over and pop in when you've got the new computers coming, yay. So that's very exciting for you. And for us, again, don't forget to jump over to wowchallenges.com, where you can find all the information on the Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. As Nisi said, you want to Facebook message us your death list. Like, there's all the things. So please send those in. We would be interested to see how you go. Now, for the episode, you can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio if you want to listen, because technically we are a podcast, so pop over and listen to us there. If you want to send me an email, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Okay, as much as I appreciate and love the spam ones that I get, which are most entertaining. You know, I would love to get Death List one. So please send those through. Stir, where can we find you, please?
Well, lurking in Wormrest Accord for sure. Just, you know, do a search for Stir, S-T-E-R, in the name. And that's usually how I naming convention. And then in Discord, you know, if you're in the WoW Challenges Discord channel, you'll usually find me near the top of the list and just reach out and say hi.
That's right. And where you can find me, don't forget, pop over to the Twitter. I am at Leta WoW, which is L-E-E-T-A-W-O-W. And you can find me hanging out with Stone every month, something, on Adventures in Azeroth. I think we're supposed to be doing an episode next weekend. So you can find us there. Other than that, Stir, do you want to hit us with our last thank yous, please?
Of course. So, you know, the intro and the outro just wouldn't be the same if we didn't get help from Markkonen with his intro. And he can be found at MarkkonenWoW. And you can also find him on Twitter at MarkkonenWoW. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. And you can find him at Epic_Insanity. And you can also find him on Twitter and Frozen Nerds and the BlizzCon podcast. So big thanks to those two gentlemen. In fact, hey, with the rolling over the next year, we might need to enlist their help again. So, so thanks, guys. Big hug.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you. They're great friends of the show, and we really do appreciate it. All right. Well, guess what? I think we're done with the show for today. So again, Taco, thank you for hanging out with us. Best of luck with all of your tunes, you know, and your teams and all the fun. And so excited that you've got the new computer coming very soon. I look forward to seeing what things that you get up to on that. So, but again, thank you for today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. Other than that, everyone, stay safe, both in and out of game, and have a fantastic week. We will see you next week for the Deathless Show. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bring out your dead.
So long. Farewell. I don't know how they say the rest of it.
I guess.
Okay.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.